Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Memtes, beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Chofvav Mebeis, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Minayin L'Rabbi Akiva. Minayin L'Rabbi Akiva, Anivokin Shomelem Idis, Be'idis. What is the Akiva source that we estimate and collect for Navikin from Idis? And if he holds that the Pasuk teaches only about how we estimate the value of the damage and not which land is collected from. The answer is that he holds it not from the Torah, it's an enactment. Why did the Chacham say that damages are collected from Idis? It's due to robbers, so one should say, why should I steal? Why should I damage? Tomorrow, Beistin will see my life sealed and take it from me. They supported this enactment from the Pasuk that says, Metav Hadeu and Metav Kamo Yishalem. As to then Kalkoi, Mashkoinoi Lomad Mikalkoi, Ma Kalkoi Be'idis, As Mashkoinoi Be'idis. This applies to land. The security to pay for damages learned from land, just like land is from Idis, also security is from Idis. Abal Chayiv, Beinness, Mifnei Ramayim, Shalei Yehe Adam, Roya Es Sadei Haveroi, Yafe, Romalve Oisai Ma'if, Ba'ike, Benoitla Menenim. They enacted that creditors collect from only Beinness due to the swindlers. One should not see his friend's nice field and lend to him and scheme in order to take it from him. If so, we should have enacted that we collect for him only from Ziburus. Rabbi Yehuda answered that that would be proper, however, they did not enact, so it means that we shouldn't lock the door in front of people. Tomorrow he will seek to bow, and he will not find anyone to lend him. So I should see my issue. Refers to a shliach of beistin. If the lender enters the borrower's house, he will take out the nicest metal for security. If the borrower enters, he will take out the worst. So what do? A shliach beistin enters and takes out something intermediate. Rishmal Aimer, Devar Torah Hu, Shiikanes Haloiva, Tichseva Ishashe, Hatanoshiva Yotzi Elecha Es Alvoit Achulsa. Rishmal says, according to the Torah law, the Boa enters because it says, Ba'ish Ashe Hatanoshiva Yotzi Elecha Es Alvoit Achulsa. Had Kudoin Mashkoinai, Ta'koi Lamad Mashkoinai, Amashkoin Bebeinness, Afkakoi Bebeinness. According to Reb Simai, the Pasuk teaches about security. We learn land from security. Just like a security in Beinonis, land is collected from Beinonis. Peter dar milfa, nova shi nasis by kafronas enemish metas. And the following is obvious, that if a loan became denial, means the borrower denies it, and the lender found witnesses, it's considered like theft, so it's not cancelled in Shmita. Kafronas shi nasis nova mishmetas. If he denied and later admitted, it becomes like a regular loan, it's cancelled in Shmita. Vyemia boy, after Minas Adin Kane, Novashinasis Gafonas Goiva Minaidis, Gafonas Shinasis Nova Goiva Bebeinus. Vyemia asked the question, do we distinguish like this regarding collection? If a loan became denial, means the borrower denied it and the lender found witnesses, it's considered like theft, which is collected from Idis, like all damages, and if he denied and later admitted, it becomes like a regular loan, which is collected from Beinus. If there is in the property of one who owes only Idis, the victim collects Idis. If there's only Beinus, he collects Beinus. If there's only Ziburus, he collects Ziburus. Idis Beinus and Izokim Shomer Lahem Beidis, Bachoiv Uksibus Isha Beinus. If there is Idis and Beinus, we collect damages from Idis. A creditor and Ksuba collects from Beinus. Beinus of Ziburus, and Izokin, Ubalichoi, Shamanayim, Beinus, Uksuvus Isha, Beziburus. If there is Beinus and Ziburus, damages and creditors collect from Beinus, Exuba collects from Ziburus. Aisa Idis Shalai, Yafe, Mishal Karadam, Idisi, Bin Shila Yafe Michel Kol Adam Bin Nisi Zibur Shila Yafe Michel Kol Adam Zibursi. If the damage of Idis was better than everyone else's Idis, even so it's considered Idis. If his Baininess is better than everyone else's Baininess, even so it's considered Idis. If his Ziburus is better than everyone else's Ziburus, then it's considered Ziburus. Haifa Idis Shila Baininess Shel Kol Adam. If the damage of Idis was like everyone else's Baininess, what's the law? Rizeira Verbila Shte Ami Mishminim Adar. Bainless with the Buris and Izakim and Balechoy Chamilahem Bainless. Because there was Isha with the Buris. Well, answer is the Vizier and Rilah said that we learn from the above that if there is Bainless and Ziburis, damages and creditors collect from Bainless, a Ksuba collects from Ziburis, which shows that we judge according to everyone else. Okay, that boy, Idis, Bainless, Nizakim, Dechin, Balechoy, Bainless. That's like when there's Idis and Bainless. Damages push off the creditors to Bainness. We don't judge according to the damage of property and say that the Bainness is his Zibuis, so the creditor can demand the Idis. The Kavasar, Bainness is Zibuis, Yitzhu and Izakim, the Balechai is Zibuis. And similarly, when there is Bainness and Zibuis, if we would judge according to his damages, damages should push off the creditors to Zibuis, because the Bainness is his Idis. Rather, we don't say this because we judge according to everyone else's land. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, b'shem of Chifta, departed Shaisalei Idis and Mocha, ukvar nitzchu lebalechoy legvois bebeinus. And Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, quoting of Chifta, rejects this. Really, we judge according to the damage of property. In the latter case, initially he had Idis and sold it. The creditors were already pushed off to collect from Bainless, so they collect from it even after he sold his Idis, and now his Bainless became his Idis. Ksubas Isha b'Ziburis, the Mishnah said that the Ksuba collects from Ziburis. Rabbi Yirmiyah said this refers only to the primary ksuba of 100 zuz for a widow or 200 zuz for a basuna. But additions to the ksuba means 1,000 dinar, for example, she collects from Bainless. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Afilu Ksubas Elef Dinar Ena Gover Elam Ziburis. Rabbi Yossi says that even if her ksuba is 1,000 dinarim, she collects only from Ziburis. Plugvasa, Gilem Plugvasa, Kosmanjihi, Jihi, Bebeth Aviha, Gobek, Zibasa, La Olam, Kosmanjihi, Bebeth Baala, Gobek, Zibasa, Ad, Esim, Vachamesh, Shana. This argument is like the following argument. As long as a widow is in her father's house, she can collect the Ksuba forever without any limit. When she is in her husband's house, she can collect the Ksuba until 25 years. Rabbi Simon Amar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Lashana El Ksubas Mana Masayim, Ava Haisa Ksubasa El Adina, Beza Ksubasa La Olam. Rabbi Simon, quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi, said that this refers only to the Ksuba of 100 or 200. If her Ksuba was 1,000 dinarim, she collects her Ksuba forever. Amar Biabo, Asa Biabo, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, Afidu Ksuba Shal Elef Dina, Ena Geve Ele at Estim Vachamesh Shana. Rabbi Abel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said even if her ksuba was 1,000 dinarim, she collects only until 25 years. After Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Tanin and Taman, Hakesiv, Nechasav, Levanav, Vekasav, Leishtoi, Ka'aka Kolshu, Ibdu Ksubasa. Misha says if one wrote his property to his sons, and he wrote to his wife any amount of land, she lost her ksuba, and she accepted the land in place of her ksuba. Rav Amar b'mezake al yada. Also, this is when he was mezake to his sons through her. Since she didn't protest, this shows that she consented. Shmuel Amar b'mechalek lefanea. Shmuel says this is even if he divided his property in front of her. Rabbi Yossi b'chanina Amar mekulei ksuba shanukan. Rabbi Yossi b'chanina said the leniency of ksuba was taught here. B'tani b'akapara mekulei ksuba shanu. And b'akapara supported this from a b'risa. It is support from a b'risa because it says the leniency of ksuba was taught here. Amar bi Abba Taima Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina loisef dama b'ksuba shmana masayim elafili ksuba shal elef dina mekulei ksuba shanu. Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina holds that not only the ksuba of 100 or 200, rather even if her ksuba was 1,000 dinarim, her leniency of ksuba was taught that if her husband wrote his property to his sons and he wrote any amount to her, she'd lost her ksuba.